Judith and I are here on a very windy Sunday afternoon at one of the island's top tourist attractions, the Brading Roman Villa. It's an amazing Roman villa with incredibly preserved mosaics on the floor, but this weekend's been very special. They've just had a living history weekend where you really feel immersed in ancient Rome. We've just been to see an amazing gladiatorial spectacle in a big top in the grounds of the villa, and I'm going to talk to Richard Stock, one of the gladiators, and also Dan Shadrake, who's head of Britannia, the company that puts on these amazing fights. What made you a gladiator in the first place? What's your day job?
I'm actually a scientist, is my day job.
Yeah.
So it's just a hobby. When I was young, I used to go and watch reenactments.
Yeah.
And used to really enjoy them. And then a friend of mine from school joined a society.
Yeah.
Just said, "Oh, come along." And that was more years ago than I'd like to admit. 26 years ago.
Wow. And do you do this all around the country?
We do. Yeah. We're mostly based in the southeast, so we tend to try and do some stuff around there. But yeah, mostly historical sites like this one.
And will you be coming to Brading next year?
Oh, we'd like to.
It's been a fantastic day. Getting a huge response from the kids here. They're really enjoying it.
That's what we like, to be honest.
Do you ever get hurt?
Touch wood, not often.
Dan Shadrake, you run Britannia, which were the people who put on the show today.
Yes.
Do you do this all over the country, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we've worked for a whole variety of heritage authorities, and we've worked for some fantastic institutions. And I've known about Brading for years because I've always wanted to come and see the floors in Brading because there's some fantastic reference. I mean, we do it very tongue-in-cheek, but a lot of the equipment we really have to research because obviously it's, you know, the public are out there, but you do get the odd academic in the crowd. You need to know the stuff you're actually representing and saying is spot on.
Yeah.
But obviously we do it very, very tongue-in-cheek as well.
Well, people had a lot of fun, didn't they? But,
oh, yeah,
but they learn stuff too.
Yeah, yeah, this is it. I mean, the group I run, we do a lot of work on a kids' programme called Horrible Histories.
Yes.
We've learned a lot from that, and that you can make education, you can make education fun, without being too po-faced and without being too serious. But obviously there was a serious edge to it, because obviously people, on those amphitheatres, people did suffer, and also not just people, an awful lot of animals would have suffered as well.
Yes.
So we have that serious edge to it, but obviously if you want to get people interested, you've got to make it a little bit more accessible and fun. We try and do that.
Yeah.
And because it has such a dark, serious edge to it, if we do it too serious, I think it is going to look a bit nasty. So we try and make it a little bit fun for people as well.
And when we go back and watch Gladiator on a DVD or Blu-ray, where are you guys in that?
Gladiator, we were in the opening battle scene, and I was about the 300th from the left, covered in horseback.
Right.
So, actually, that was tremendous. It's fun to work on.
David Reeves, you're chairman of the Friends of Brading Roman Villa. It's obviously been a wonderful weekend here with this living history display and all the gladiators here, but there's plenty more to see at the Brading Roman Villa the rest of the year, isn't there?
We have some of the finest mosaics in Britain.
Yeah.
We have unique mosaics to Britain, and we have unique mosaic to the Isle of Wight. For instance, one of our mosaics is the only mosaic in Britain that we know of that portrays buildings. There are lots of figures, there are lots of other gladiators around the country, but we have the only two buildings on a mosaic that we know about in Britain.
That's amazing, and I think you also have a very special head of a man with a cockerel's head, is that right?
We have a figure, and we don't know what it represents, but what we do know is that the head on the human body is that of a cockerel.
Yeah.
And in Latin, it's gallus.
Yes.
And the possibility is that whoever owned the villa was lampooning the emperor, because the cockerel's head is on top of a person called a lanista.
Yeah.
And he was the guy who owned and trained the gladiators. And in modern terminology, he was scum.
Right.
The Romans even thought he was scum.
Yeah.
You didn't invite him round to your house. Now, Gallus was renowned in the 3 or 4 years he survived in persecuting Christians far more than any of the other emperors ever did.
Right.
We heard about the other emperors because they've been on the TV, they've been plays, Shakespeare wrote about them.
Yes.
But our guy didn't last long. And it really is a possibility. We don't know, we can't prove it. It's just a theory that whoever owned the villa was lampooning the emperor by putting a cockerel's head, i.e. Gallus, onto a scummy human being.
Adam Watson, you're CEO here at Brading Roman Villa. It's an amazing weekend of living history. We're standing outside the Gladiators' tent at the moment, looking at a number of other tents, and people are... What are they doing there? Sort of making pottery or making mosaics?
There's all sorts going on here. What you see in front of you, this is called a vicus, and this is basically an encampment that would have sort of followed the gladiators around, really. So this is all the sort of supporting ancillary stuff that all the fighters would need. So you've got armourers' tents, you've got the kitchens, you've got medics. All of this is open for people to come in and have a look at, talk to the people that are here. Staffing, it's showing you exactly what would have gone on, and this, you know, there was so much that went with the gladiators, it's not just the fighters.
Yeah, because I mean, the show was fantastic, but there's still loads and loads of kids about half an hour after the show really getting involved in these tents.
Down at the bottom, what we've got here is Roman Legion. Kids can sign up, go off, become soldiers for the day, they'll go do marching displays, and then later on this afternoon, they're back into the big top and they do a display for the parents to see.
Yeah, well, it's absolutely fantastic. Of course, they can go into the villa itself, see those wonderful mosaics, but this is, you know, really bringing everything to life, isn't it?
It is. That's really the point, because it's, you know, especially for children, I think, this can seem like such a long time ago that all of this was happening here. You know, people were living in the villa almost 2,000 years ago. That's almost too much for them to understand, but it was real people, of course. It's people just like us. So it's, you know, hopefully this sort of brings it to life a bit for them.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and hopefully it'll be the same again next year.
Absolutely, yes. We do hope this will become an annual event for us. We're very pleased with how successful it's been this year, so watch this space. Hopefully something bigger and better.
Brilliant. Thanks, Adam.
Okay. Thank you very much.